It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Mylo's Rewards or a Mylo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
Hour two of the Lake Show. I am interested in what you guys think should happen to a couple of educators. And I'll lay out the story here. But one thing that we know about people that are in positions of power, and specifically people in the business of educating young people, is that you have to be good decision makers, okay? You have to be good decision makers. You can't put yourself in bad situations, bad spots. Not to say that if you do put yourself in a bad spot, that if something comes out of you being put in a bad spot, doesn't mean that everything that is alleged happened. But, you know, you need to safeguard yourself, okay? But more than anything, you got to be a good decision maker. And I'm talking specifically those individuals that are administrators in schools. You are put in a position where you have to make decisions for the well-being of young people across the board, whether it's elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, whatever. And you just have to exercise caution, okay? That's number one. I wonder what you think at the end of the day with this next story should happen to two educators. Those two educators, Elizabeth Hill Brodigan, she is a principal of Roosevelt Elementary School in Florida, okay? And a teacher at the same school, Carla Anderson, is involved in this too. So these two Florida school officials are under fire after they were arrested when local officers busted a massive underage alcohol-fueled house party earlier this month. So this is what transpired. There's a house party. There's like 100 teens that are at this house party. Like, this is, what's the name? Animal House, right? We got this crazy, and we're not talking about college.
I was going to say kid and play.
We're talking about, house party. We're talking about... This is just, and it's not even funny, but we're talking about much younger individuals, okay? So we've got this principal of an elementary school. You've got a teacher at the same school. The principal is holding an open house party, okay? And you've
got elementary kids?
You've got delinquent minors. And child neglect, those are some of the things that people are talking about in connection to this recent incident. Those are some of the allegations. And we've got this underage drinking there, okay? Now, the teacher, Carla, was intoxicated at the scene. She was charged with child neglect and contributing to the to minors being delinquent. They have both since been bonded out of jail. Okay? Police received multiple reports related to juveniles consuming alcohol, noise, obscenities being shouted, and more, according to Florida Today. Officers found over 100 juveniles in matching T-shirts, many who were consuming alcohol that was later learned to be available in coolers at the residence. So now, clearly, Chris, just by me talking about this, we're not talking about elementary school kids.
Okay, good, because I was a little worried.
Well, I mean, just in me telling the story, you thought that I'm talking about 9-year-olds drinking?
I mean, when they're having a house party, I mean, who the hell knows? It's crazy, right? Like, this whole...
Yeah, it's out of hand.
This is Animal House. This is super bad. This is like all of those.
So according to the report, the principal watched from the top of her driveway, according to the affidavit. Then she walked inside and turned off all the lights in front of the house. Okay? You got kids that are vomiting while patrol vehicles are there. The third grade teacher, Miss Anderson, approached officers. She was upset. And just my question is this. What should the discipline be for these two individuals? The principal and the teacher. And I asked that specific question because I don't think it's a very easy call here. And the reason why I say this is because do I think that this principal should be fired or have to resign from being a principal and being an administrator? 100%. Because I don't think that this is becoming of somebody that should be in a leadership position. But now... It wasn't just this principal of this elementary school. It was also this teacher. But what happens to the teacher? Does the teacher lose their job altogether? Now, they are a teacher. They are in charge of a classroom, but they're not in charge of a school.
I think you.
I'm not sure that the punishments can be 100% the same.
I think they've got to be awfully close. And I mean, okay. Elizabeth Hill Brodigan, the principal. I mean, try to put the pal in principal. Didn't work for you. I think both of them, there's got to be some sort of repercussions for both of them in terms of employment, suspension.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Because even though it was at the principal's house, I mean, if the teacher is there, is intoxicated, is upset, and then you're trying to do the teenage thing where you're like, shh, let's turn off all the lights and let's just kind of pretend it doesn't exist.
No, I'm not okaying anything here.
No. I know you're not. It's just... To me, it's such a bad look. I mean, maybe you drink all the extra booze that nobody else drank. That's your punishment. I don't know. No, you got to be suspended. You've got to be.
No, no.
You think the principal's got to be fired?
I think the principal's. Yeah, I mean, there's a termination.
Yeah.
There,
yeah.
Does the
teacher have to be fired?
But so I'm trying to figure out what are the levels of the punishments for each individual involved because I don't view. And I would love people can call me out too and say that, well, hold on, like they got to be held. They both had to be held accountable to the same, with the same punishment. I don't look at it that way. I think that the punishment for the principal has to be harsher than the punishment for the teacher. The principal's in a different position than the teacher. And I'm not trying to exonerate the teacher. The teacher should have a harsh penalty too. But I think it's different when the person's more in charge. I'll give you a perfect example. Remember Larry Eustachy? Iowa State coach?
Oh, yeah.
So Iowa State head coach, head basketball coach, yep. Remember he got caught up. He was at the house party. He's hanging out with co-eds at a party while the head coach of Iowa State He eventually gets terminated. Because,
I think that happened at Columbia too.
Well, you can't have a Division I Power 5 head coach or just a coach in general. You can't have them at a party kegging it up with kids.
To me, it's not so much about the position here. I was just trying to read to make sure the principal held the party.
Yes, I said that.
To me, it's more about if you're going to punish the principal more, I don't do it based on the position that they're in. I do it based on the fact that she enabled it by holding it at her home.
It's both. So you're telling me that a person based on their job title, their amount of power, their authority, they shouldn't get harsher penalties than somebody that works as an under them?
I'm not saying that, but when I'm looking at it, if we're looking at, okay, she should be punished more because of her title, I think it's more because she was the one that held the party, regardless of her position.
I disagree 100%.
Okay.
I'm not sitting here saying that I disagree with the part about them holding the party. I don't disagree with that.
I mean they
but just answer me this. Let's flip it. The principal is at the teacher's house. The teacher's holding the party. What's the difference?
It's the fact that it's being held at the, and this is why I think they both have to have the same punishment. This is why I don't think you can look at them as being different. I think if it was the superintendent or the principal at the teachers, I'd probably view it the same way.
How? You're not looking, I don't believe that you're looking at it through the correct lens. The principal that is over the teacher,
right,
that has authority, a person that delegates, that is the highest decision maker at a school, because of where they're at, because the teacher's holding the party, they shouldn't have a harsher punishment. You're the person that you're the biggest decision maker in all of this.
Agreed. You are.
So what are you saying then?
When you're on the job, yes, you are their superior.
It's not just an on the job thing. Like you're the boss.
You're
on and off the job.
You're the boss at the job. Okay, you're the boss. But
you're the boss.
But you're off the clock. You see what I'm saying? Like you're off the clock. Okay,
that's not how this works.
And that's fine.
That's not how this works.
And that's fine.
It's not all of a sudden because we're not in the school that the boss isn't the boss anymore. That's still your boss.
No, I understand. That's still your.
The boss should have said to them, "Look, this is not something that should be happening. This can't happen. And I'm the ultimate decision maker." So do you think that when things happen? With let's go into sports, that when certain things happen, that you don't go to the top when certain things bad happen in a program? Who's the ultimate person that's the fall guy? The coach, right?
The coach.
Okay. So how's this any different?
You're drinking and
forget whatever it is.
See, I'm looking at them through the same lens. I'm not putting more conditions on the principal because of the position. I just feel like if you're enabling by having everybody at your house, that to me is more of an egregious act than doing it because of you're the principal. They're both at fault. They're both at fault.
No one's not saying that.
So,
but you cannot sit here and sell me that a CEO at a company is not more responsible than the assistant salesperson that is low on the totem pole. You can't sell me that.
But you're not on the clock. I mean, they're in a social setting at that point.
What does it matter?
You're still the boss, yes. But, I mean, what authority do you have at that point? What authority do you have over them?
So it matters whether they're at the job or not? 651-461-9226. I don't think that Chris is seeing this through the lens that I'm seeing this. Maybe it's just because of of me kind of understanding what happens, like in terms of like schools and roles. But let's just take it outside of just schools, like just in everyday corporate life. I get that they're both adults and they should make better decisions, like the text line is mentioning. The folks involved are lame brains. Yes, absolutely. But there's a hierarchy here, too.
We were told that we need to stop because somebody's going to stop listening because we're complaining. So we better stop and get to bite of the night.
That doesn't stop anything. I better stop what? Stop doing the show?
We better stop having this conversation.
Sorry for calling in. But I don't.
They've had enough.
I've had enough of them calling. But the reality is this. All I'm saying to you, Chris, is it's not, they're not on equal standing is what I'm trying to say. They're not on equal standing because you are in a higher position as human beings. I understand mm-hmm. they both should not do certain things. They're both adults, but because of different roles that they have and different job titles, there is an issue there.
Okay.
That makes a difference.
Well, I'm done with it. I'm done with it.
You're mad that you're getting yelled at off the air.
No. I'm done with it. Don't listen anymore. I'm done. I'm done with it.
651-461-9226. We get to bite of the night, and that's next.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Oh, Jimmy Butler. He's the gift that keeps giving. Welcome into the bite of the night. If you had not heard, Jimmy Butler suspended again. This time, he's not going to play for the Miami. I think he's played his last game.
The Miami Heat have said enough.
Yeah, he's been enough. Suspended again. He walked out of a practice when he was told that he would be coming off of the bench. And so he has played his last game as a member of the Miami Heat, because with this latest suspension, it's going to take it through the trading deadline for the NBA. I think the actual date is February the 6th.
Yeah, I think it's a week from Thursday.
So
he done.
Dan Le Batard of the Dan Le Batard Show, I'm a fan.
Based in Miami.
This is what Dan Le Batard had to say about the way that the Miami Heat are dealing with one Jimmy Buckets.
At this point, I'm led to assume that the Heat will suspend him if he hiccups wrong. Like, that the rules have all changed now to whatever it is we need to do to suspend him. He's now practicing with a bunch of guys who don't want to be practicing with him. If you believe in the cultish aspects of, look, man, these people are very much, it's us against everybody. You're either in here or you're not, because if we're going to be throwing up every day from the workouts, like, we're all in here on the same thing to win. You're now embarrassing in public a guy who's had godfather power in this sport earned for 50 years. I cannot imagine how cruel and petty he is doing this, as he's got the strength of everybody behind him, Stugatz, because it's the easiest thing in the world right now to lean back on Jimmy Butler. The entire machine does. Nobody's going to support what he's doing now. That's not going to be supported even by the crassest of businessmen. But it is the model for how you get your way in this sport. They benefited off of it 15 years ago, and they suffer from it now. Like, this is what happens when the player gets the power.
All right, look, there's something to be said about power that players have right now. But I guess where I would disagree with Dan Le Batard is, how is Pat Riley being petty? I don't understand how he's being petty. Like, Pat Riley's the person in charge. Jimmy Butler's being paid almost $50 million a year to play. Like, how is he the one being petty? Like, if I'm putting myself in Pat Riley's shoes, I would look Jimmy Butler in the face and be like, I'm going to make the best decision for this franchise. You don't want to play here? Fine. I'll see what I can get for you. But if I don't like what I'm getting back in return, then I'm sorry. I'm not moving. Like, I don't. How is that being petty?
Well, Jimmy Butler is not going to be receptive to that sort of message. So I don't think that message. Or
but
that
how is that being petty? I don't understand it.
I think the pettiness comes from the. And I do agree with you that I feel like Jimmy Butler is 100% in the wrong. But when Dan says, you know, they would suspend him if he hiccups wrong.
That's not true.
I feel like if they would look for any sort of reason, you know, Pat Riley is nitpicking. This is my perception on it, that Pat Riley is nitpicking any reason to be.
But what's the evidence of that?
I don't know. But Dan Le Batard knows more there probably than we do. So, I mean, he's.
I get that.
There must be something there that we don't know.
But I guess I'm just saying, well, I'm trying to figure out. And Dan, of course, knows more than what we know. But what currently, as it stands, what's the evidence that he's being nitpicked? He's the one that walked out of practice. He's the one that missed the flight. Like, that's nitpicking? Where's the pettiness?
Yeah, it makes no sense. I mean, if we talk about the pettiness on Jimmy Butler's side, absolutely. I don't see the pettiness in what Pat Riley is doing.
If you are paid $50 million a year,
shut up and dribble.
And the coach tells you you're coming off the bench,
yeah.
You're coming off the bench.
I mean,
Jimmy Butler acts like he's Michael Jordan.
Why would
Dude, you're not all that.
Why would you start Jimmy Butler if he doesn't want to be there anyway? Why would you give more court time to somebody that doesn't want to be a part of your organization?
It makes no sense to me.
I mean, he can go out there and put up one-arm jump shots and do the old double dribble from the corner and, you know, shoot the three from the baseline. And there's just so many things that Jimmy Butler could do to ruin your basketball team. You suspend him, you keep him away, and if you trade him, you trade him. If you don't, like you said, he sits there. But I do think that Pat Riley, it's like, I feel like he's kind of handcuffed too, because teams...
Oh, for sure.
Why would anybody offer anything for Jimmy Butler at this point when Pat Riley has
the price
zero
has
leverage?
Gotten cheaper.
Oh, Miami's got no leverage. I mean, I think both of these sides have damaged this deal.
But the issue, though, is that Phoenix, where that's ultimately where Jimmy Butler wants to get to.
Where he wants to go.
And Phoenix is the team that wants him the most. They have no leverage, too, because you know who's got leverage?
Bradley Beal, yeah.
So we'll see how it all shakes out. We will see how it all shakes out. All right, coming up next, last night I saw something that I had never seen before with regards to a basketball game. I get to that next year on The Lake Show. Oh, last night, I saw something I've never seen before.
And you've seen some things.
And I've seen some things. Last night, because you guys know I'm a big college basketball fan, we wind down the show. I'm watching various different college basketball games, NBA games, and stuff like that. Wolves played last night. Late game was Arizona and Iowa State, where Jonathan Lowe's Iowa State Cyclones, they lost. That was crazy. And then a little bit earlier, the game that led into the Arizona-Iowa State game was Duke versus NC State. And there was something that happened during the Duke game I'd never seen before. So there's a freshman on Duke who he threw up on the floor. Now, I know many of you are like, you've never seen somebody throw. I've seen people throw up in terms of on the mound. I've seen people throw up during baseball games. I've seen people throw up clearly on during football games. I have never in a basketball game seen a player just puke all over the court. Like they're in the paint, he's walking towards the paint, and he just pukes everywhere. I'd never seen anything like that. It was beyond gross, pretty disgusting. I mean, I felt bad for everybody that had to go out and clean it up on the court. But
that's why you pay for those seats.
I'd never seen that before. And so following the game, John Shire, he addressed it and said that the player, he said, he quote, he wasn't sick, just he was cramping, and he chugged a lot of Gatorade quickly, and that's what happened when he threw up. Again, it just speaks to the character. Like, he was doing whatever he could to get back in the game. It just didn't work. Obviously, he just drank too much there. Did you see the highlight of this?
I'm watching it now, and it's funny that it happened at Duke because the D could look like a P, and you could go pook. Puke University.
That was your first time seeing it, though.
That was my first time seeing it, yeah.
Have you ever seen that before?
I mean, not in basketball, no.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I've seen it in baseball. I've seen it in all the other sports, to be honest with you. I've seen it in soccer. I've never seen it happen on a basketball
court. I give him credit because he was on the low block, but instead of going into the lane, like he turned around and went out of bounds. So I kind of appreciate him. But
I'm not saying that I've never seen a basketball player puke before, because I've seen a Wolves player puke behind the like lean over into a garbage pail.
Yeah, well, that's different.
Behind the bench.
Yeah,
I've seen that before at the end of a bench, but I've never like literally seen a basketball player in a game do that.
Yeah, and I see this tweet or X or whatever Elon's calling it nowadays.
Tweet.
Yeah. Where you've got these poor people with all of these towels.
I feel bad.
And they're not wearing gloves. Like, I feel like you just got to go out there and you just got to scrub. You got to scrub. I mean, how many towels do you think it takes to clean up all of that Gatorade? At least it's a liquid and not a solid. I mean, that would be even worse. I'm looking at a... Okay, yep, there he is, boxed out, down on the block, puts the hand over the mouth, turner. Some of it's actually inbounds.
Yeah, some of it was inbounds. Yes, that's what I said.
Oh, dude.
Gross, right?
Yeah, it's...
But it didn't just end there, okay?
I mean, it splattered, too.
It didn't just end there. So, a little bit later,
ew,
and shortly thereafter, did you see this, the young lady? There's a fan. There's a student. That collapsed. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. I thought she said that she was going to puke because this guy puked.
No.
No.
Well, I don't know if she was drunk or what. They didn't. I don't know. Maybe I should do a Google search and follow up on this.
This was still at the puke game?
This was the Duke game last night. So there's a young lady that's in a stand. They had to stop the game because she passed out. And they're like quickly, like they're trying to usher people over. Now, this is something I've never seen too, though. You've seen medical events happen at sporting events.
Yes, frequently.
I've never seen them just grab a young person and just drag them out by their, like if they were unconscious or, like Like, they just carried her out. Usually you'll put somebody on a board,
yeah,
or you'll put somebody on a stretcher. No, there was none of that. They were like, let's get him out of here. We got a game to play.
They did it.
I was like, what's going on here? People were talking about that on Twitter too. I was like, I've never seen that happen before.
They were doing it like it was on an old Flintstone cartoon. Then you just pick them up and you just put them on the stegosaurus and you just like.
They did. Somebody grabbed her by her upper body. Other people had her by her lower body and they just whisked her off. I'm like, whoa, what are we doing here?
Good thing she's not.
They were having a night at Cameron Indoor Stadium.
Good thing she's not, actually physically hurt, because that would be a shame.
Well, how do we know?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like you're not going to take the time to make sure that this young lady is okay. She's obviously bothering the people around her, so just get her out so you can watch more players puke on the court. Cool. I've never seen. It's like the old comedies that you would see if somebody's hurt and you put somebody on a stretcher and then they flip the stretcher over and the person goes boink back on the floor. I feel like that's probably how you could have approached this.
Well, listen to this. This is from Sporting News.
Apparently medical training is not a strong suit at Duke.
This is from Sporting News. Viewers weren't happy with ESPN's decision to show an unusual incident that took place during the Duke-North Carolina State men's basketball game on Monday night. When certain situations happen in sporting events, the network can make the decision whether or not to show footage of the actions, which we agree. We even had that last week with the Iowa game. When the Golden Gophers played at Iowa, and you had the
The cheerleader,
and he got injured, right?
Yes.
They didn't show what happened. Which,
no, they didn't.
That was a smart move, right? BTN, don't show it.
You hate seeing that.
Well, the network is receiving criticism, and this is ESPN, after showing an unconscious Duke student being carried out of the stands at Cameron Indoor Stadium. A scary situation occurred. Student appeared to fall unconscious in the stands and had to be escorted out by staff members. With 3:30 remaining in regulation, the game was paused as security guards were brought out to attend the student.
So if she fell, regardless of the reason, you would have to assume that it would be some sort of a head injury.
Well, this is a tweet that happened later in the evening from our guy, or my guy, Myron Metcalf from ESPN. He tweeted out, for those concerned about the student who appeared to pass out during NC State Duke game, I'm told by a school spokesperson that she's doing okay and she walked out of the arena on her own after receiving medical attention. So was it just a case of she had too much to drink or what?
I don't know. Maybe did she?
She drank some more Gatorade?
Maybe she just passed out. Nah, you wouldn't. Yeah, you'd be hydrated if you drank Gatorade. Almost a little too hydrated. But at least she's okay, and she was able to walk out under her own power.
That's the good news.
Because that's scary, because you don't know what's going on with her if you have to.
I just found it wild that they just carried her out like they drug her out.
That's
like
just
that.
Irresponsible. I mean, that's just, it's reckless.
What
it's
is?
Reckless because, no.
But they did that?
Yeah.
I don't want to. I don't know. We don't know the specifics of the situation. It's odd to see, though. Like, I've never seen that before. You usually see people get stretchered out. I just never seen them drag a person out like that before.
Who knows? It's just, yeah, I've never, especially in today's day and age when somebody is hurt or somebody might be injured, somebody might have some sort of a physical ailment, you always err on the side of caution. Instead of just like pick her up like a cartoon, be like, do, 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 do. I mean, unless somebody there saw and knew that she obviously was not seriously injured and maybe it was just alcohol related and she needed to sober up.
All right, you want a quick update?
Yes.
Austin Bean. That's the name of the Iowa cheerleader.
Okay.
Who got injured last week in the Gopher game. He was performing backflips when he fell on his neck. Bean told the Des Moines Register he had a concussion and fractured shoulder blade. But his health is improving. He also told the Register he is expected to be released for his restrictions related to his concussion in the next few days. He can then join the team for practice and games.
Good.
A fractured shoulder blade
yeah.
and a concussion. Ouch.
That's why I don't do backflips. That'll get you.
I remember years ago when I went to watch the Golden Gophers play at the bar and they were hosting the Fight in Illini. There were multiple cheerleaders that got injured that day.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. Oh, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah. Well,
really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was like cheerleaders or gymnasts or whatever.
I mean,
it was so long ago.
You look at
I think that was 1989.
You look at some of those individuals and the feats that they do, it's just amazing to me, the athleticism. It's funny kind of that we're talking about this because when I came in today and I kind of came into the studio during DeRush's show, you know, Cook and I, both wrestling fans, there was an incident last night on Monday Night Raw where a guy by the name of J.D. McDonagh did a backflip onto a guy, didn't judge it right, and his neck snapped on, like, an announce table. And he got back up and finished the match, but then he went backstage and just passed out. And he's got, like, all of the – I mean, Cook was telling me about all these injuries that he's got, and it's just – I mean, people that get off their feet and –
yeah,
do things like that. It's like, it's very impressive, but very dangerous.
All right. Real quickly, I want to mention this to you. So this from the text line, you got to tell me what year this was. From the 763, they say, I saw a guy die in front of me in the Metrodome in the upper deck. It was super sad. They had to hoist him up on a stretcher and carry him out in front of everyone. What year was that? That's super sad.
Man, did he die of a heart attack?
I mean, you never know. Yeah, I mean, you would think that somebody would have a heart attack or have a stroke or whatever. That's super sad.
Dude, that's like traumatizing.
And I'll tell you another thing. When's the last time you've been to Vegas?
Several years. Probably 8 or 9.
Have you heard of the Circa?
Yes, I've heard of it.
You heard of the new Circa? It's in, you know, it's downtown.
Yep.
It's got that incredible sports book and all that. And then they have the pool area, right? I'm going to tell you one of the scariest things. So I'm going to tell you, just so you know this, if you ever make it there.
Okay.
To get to the pool, the pool, and I don't know if this is the only way, but to get on this escalator, right? And it's like one of the longest escalators, I think, in the U.S. Like, it's – and so I'm on the escalator with my buddy.
I already don't like this story.
I'm on the escalator with my buddy, and it's super high. And I didn't realize how high it was. I kind of took a glimpse back and saw how far we were up from the ground. I could have almost lost my equilibrium. And if you fall down that thing, you're done. I'm dead. It's that tall.
No.
It's that long. And I paid attention. It's scary now thinking back to it. And I'm like, man, my goodness. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's the first time that I went to the Metrodome and they're like, put your hand over. I looked up at the top of the roof of the dome. And then I look down, and it's like, I kind of lost my equilibrium for a bit, and I'm like, I can't do that. And
I never got scared at the dome.
See, no,
we had upper deck tickets at the Metrodome, and I never got scared to walk.
I don't know. It's just like being up that high and looking up, and then looking down. It messes with me.
It'll mess with your equilibrium.
For sure.
All right, coming up next, we've got headlines. That's next here on the Lake Show. All right, let's dive into headlines here for tonight with one Christopher Tubbs for our top of the hour break.
All right, let's get to it.
What you got, CT?
Let's get to it. The Twin Cities Pride won't be hurting for funds this year, despite telling corporate partner Target that they were not welcome in any festival activities. The group was able to raise $50,000 through a donation link on their webpage. The amount covers what Target usually donates for the Pride Festival. This past week, Target officials announced they were ending the company's diversity programs right around the time the Trump administration called for the elimination of DEI programs in the federal government. Move prompted Pride organizers to cut ties with Target as a sponsor. Retailers said that the changes to its, quote, belonging at the bullseye strategy would include ending a program it established to help Black employees build a meaningful career, improve the experience of Black shoppers, and to promote Black-owned businesses following the police killing of George Floyd in 2020. For their part, Target says they were planning on ending their DEI initiative before Trump signed his executive order to end the programs at the federal level. Company said Friday that it would conclude the diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, goals it previously set in 3-year cycles. Twin Cities Pride Festival is Minnesota's second largest festival and largest free pride festival in the country. Year's festivities will be June 28th and 29th.
You know, Target can say all they want. That part of the story, I'm not buying. I'm not buying that they were planning on doing away with it anyway. Like, the timing of it is just...
It's ironic.
Yeah,
Don't you think?
What do you think?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel right.
Yeah, I mean, Target, have some stones, okay? Either do what you're going to do to help the business owners that you were going to do after the George Floyd murder, or just go full-on MAGA. You can't ride the line. Pick a lane.
I don't view Target as being MAGA, but I just...
No, but I mean, don't sit there and say that, okay, well, we were going to do this anyway.
Yeah, I just don't... The timing of saying that just...
Yeah, I don't believe it. Maybe I should have reeled back, but you can't say it. Hey, an Indiana man recently pardoned by President Donald Trump for his role in the January 6, 2021 riot at the Capitol has been shot and killed by a sheriff's deputy during a traffic stop. Just after 3:00 Sunday, a Jasper County sheriff's deputy pulled over 42-year-old Matthew Huddle of Hobart, Indiana, state police said in a news release. While trying to arrest him, police say he resisted and began struggling with the deputy. An altercation took place between the suspect and the officer, which resulted in the officer firing his weapon and fatally wounding the suspect. Police added that Huddle was in possession of a firearm during the traffic stop, but did not say whether he wielded the weapon or exactly where it was found. Indiana State Police did not provide additional details about why the sheriff's deputy tried to arrest Huddle. Huddle was arrested in November 2022 after the investigator said he was identified on video inside the Capitol building going into multiple offices, crypt area, and the hallways on January 6, 2021. He was sentenced in November 2023 to 6 months in prison and a year of supervised release after pleading guilty to entering and remaining in a restricted building, a lesser charge than issued to his uncle, Dale Huddle, whom he traveled with that date. Dale Huddle and his nephew were each sentenced to prison for their involvement during the breach, which included the elder Huddle striking police officers with a flagpole. Mm. Quote, I'm not ashamed of being there. It was our duty as patriots. He said during a news interview afterward, according to the Justice Department, I put myself on the line to defend the country, and I have. I have no regrets. I will not say I'm sorry.
Well, unfortunately, this gentleman's life is gone after an interaction with law enforcement. But to say you put yourself and your life on the line to defend this country, no, you didn't. You did not do that on January the 6th.
What were you defending it from? Democracy?
No. He can think that all that he wants, but that's not the case. You were not a patriot.
No, you were not defending the country from anything. I mean, anything that was going on there was just the certification of the 2020 election. That's what was going on there.
Yeah.
And the fact that you were called a patriot, you're a domestic terrorist. You're not a patriot. You know, so it's just, we can try and rewrite history. And yeah, I know we've got people out there that think, yeah, no big deal. It was merely just you can try and rewrite history, but we all know what we saw. You're not a patriot. And I'm sorry, but you can't be back the blue when you're okay with beating police officers. Those two things don't jive. So, I mean, yeah, I'm sorry the man is dead.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, no. Just comply, right? Just comply.
And we'll see how this all shakes out with that entire situation. Coming up next, we've got fraud involving food. Let's discuss.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Lowe's Rewards or a Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.